we can ask questions about the various fundamental substances. And in particular, we're talking about the qi and the blood. Now we know, and again, hopefully this should be familiar to you from year one, that qi can do several different things. Qi can become deficient. It basically means a lack of energy. A patient will be tired. They will tell you that they're tired. They will say things like tired all the time syndrome. So ask them about their energies. And this will tell you about the quality of their qi. Qi can also stagnate. It can get stuck. And this can manifest in emotional issues like frustration. You also get rebellious qi. And this is where the qi isn't really doing what it should be doing. It's not going in the direction it should be doing. The famous example of this is called rebellious stomach qi, where the qi of the stomach isn't descending down into the lower bowels and digestive areas. It's going the wrong way. It's going up. So the patient will show signs of nausea and vomiting. So that's when the qi is said to be rebelling. However, conversely to that, if the qi goes down, it becomes a pathology of sinking of qi. And this can manifest in quite serious pathologies. For example, like a prolapse of an organ, particularly the uterus or maybe the bowel. So these are the four things that qi can do. Now, blood, we tend to talk about blood in three different ways here. Now, the blood, again, can become deficient. This is often due to poor diet and a person not having enough blood-nourishing foods. And this really means someone, they may be eating well, but the quality of their food may be poor and therefore not giving enough nutrients to provide enough energy to make blood. And these people can be blood deficient. You can get a blood stagnation or blood stasis. Now, again, since we're actually talking about two different words, stagnation and stasis, we'll come across this a lot in Chinese medicine. And this is due, using these terminology, of course, to do with translation. And I'm not too worried about the specifics of some of these words. So sometimes I use stagnation and sometimes I use stasis. I think each word is equally valid. Blood can become stagnation, and this is a result really of qi stagnation. Qi and blood are very much related, and it usually manifests in pain. And this is particularly, I suppose, an example of this would be sort of premenstrual pain with blood stagnation. We can also get a pathology of blood where there's heat in the blood, and this might create or manifest in a skin condition, say. So as well as qi and blood, we could also describe somebody and make a diagnosis from the fluids. And in particular, we can talk about someone being damp. And a damp person would be heavy, they would be sluggish, they would be slow. As damp sinks, it sort of saps people's energies. So we can make a diagnosis using these fundamental substances.